day before April Fool's, and April Fool's, we'll talk a little bit about that, because it used to be pretty fun on the internet, but I think it's going to be lame tomorrow.
Who's the best show here?
That show!
Who's the best show here?
That show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
I use the bathroom.
Bingo! Showtime!
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's the Limousine Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. Go to streaming, go to recordtlnts.org. And the IC channel is linuxlink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 900 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat. Pat.
How's it going, man?
Sorry, man. We have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Hello.
There's Flying Rich poking his head in. Or he was.
From the Hughes compound, Southern Command. That's right.
There we go. You know, I wanted to give an update last week. I was complaining that I was having a hard time opening a pull request from a branch in one repository to a branch in the other from the command line. And I wish this was a little more well documented in their write-up, because if you read it multiple times and you understand how to do it, it kind of makes sense. But if you've never done it and you've never seen an example, it's kind of weird how you have to do it. But so what it was, recap, is we have a repo that's fork of another repository, and what I had to do in our GitHub action was to open a pull request from one branch in the fork to another branch in the parent. And what it is if it's in a situation where it's a fork, the parent already knows about the forks. So the author is the owner of the fork in this case, and the branch on the fork. So you tell it the head, when you do it through the API, the head is formatted in author colon branch. This is kind of a little weird. I didn't expect that it would be that. Like, I couldn't understand how it was linking back to the repo, but it's doing it through the author, because technically speaking, now there are ways to get around this, but if you fork a repo, you can only have one fork in the organization or by the author. Like, I couldn't open multiple forks of a repository easily. I believe there are ways to get around it, but generally speaking, no. So the parent knows who the owner, who owns the author, who the author is of the fork, and therefore would know the branches or is accessible to the branches on the fork. Because when you open a pull request from a fork by default, it tends to automatically go to the parent repository to begin with, instead of a branch, like a branch on your repository. If you open the branch, we are from one of the branches on your repository, it's going to automatically go to the main repository. If you look in that pull request right there that you're opening up, it's going to say to you, branch from this author on this branch is the head, and then it's going to be merged into the remote branch, and then you'd have to change that. Anyway, that's what I figured out the next day, and sure enough, it was pretty easy to do, and I had that going. So I just wanted the give that information out there in case anybody else is looking to do that. When I reread the documentation and I understood what it was looking for, how it was linked together, it made perfect sense. Anyway, here we are. This is episode 900. Pack it full of tech, please. I got more stuff, but I'll let somebody else talk. Tomorrow is Alan's birthday, and Sunday's your birthday, Joel, right?
Correct, and I received my present to myself today. I got a Ricoh Theta C2 360-degree camera. So basically, if you've seen you've probably seen stuff like this on Zillow, where basically they'll take a picture and you can kind of scroll around your room or something like that you're looking at. So that's kind of one thing you can do with it. You can also make what they call mirror balls with the 360-degree spherical image that it produces. And it also will do video in 360 degrees.
Did you post a link to what you got?
I have not yet, but I bought and it starts to make me wonder. Now, I've heard of, in various places, like YouTube and stuff, people buying like big loads of Amazon returns, but I think what Amazon's starting to do with some of their like electronic things is they will like refurbish it or just make sure that nothing's wrong with it, and then they'll sell it to you for a lower price. And that's kind of what I did, because normally the camera is like $296 and I got it for $270. So
refurbs.
Yeah, that's actually how I got my lens too. It was the same deal on Amazon, where it was easily $30 or $40 off the regular brand new price on Amazon. So it was a good deal. I mean, I've not been screwed yet. The only thing I will say with this camera is it has a tripod mount in the bottom. But this is actually one of those ones that will actually benefit from an extension or a selfie stick. So I actually ordered a selfie stick that I'm going to use with this one. The stick I ordered is like $12 on Amazon. It's got a tripod adapter on the bottom of it, so I can just screw it into my normal tripod. But then it has the regular quarter-inch tripod screw on the end of it, which will screw it in the bottom of the camera. Because basically, it'll look better if I have it further above my head when I take some of the 360s, if I'm taking them by hand, because it kind of looks strange if you take it with because it's 360, it catches you as well as all around you. So, and granted, you can edit yourself out pretty easily.
What's the camera again?
It's the Theta Ricoh, Ricoh, Theta, Theta SC2, which is the second version. It's a little bit cheaper than a lot cheaper than their top of the line is the Z1, I believe, and the top of the line one is about $1,000. But that's like shooting raw 360, so in a raw mode. I got white.
So it was like $300?
Yeah, about $270, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you this question, Joel. How many cameras do you have?
Oh, let's see.
You have a lot, don't you?
I got my Nikon, which I don't use. Actually, I haven't used for two full Sundays since I bought my telephoto. I've got my Sony Alpha, my DJI Osmo Pocket, the Theta SE2 right now, and let's see, I guess you can count my phone. So 1, 2, 3, 4, counting my phone, 5.
So what do you
and that doesn't count some of the other point and shoots that I have that I hardly use.
What is your plan for the Theta?
I want to use it for creative shots for both church and for the vlog as well. Okay. I'm definitely going to be shooting. Actually, one of the things I want to do for the Theta is I want to take one this weekend. I'm going to go down to the house and shoot. Basically, put the tripod in about as close to the center of each room as I can get, and shoot a 360 of every room in the house. And I'll probably do that all the way up until we're in it. But that way I have those things. And the only thing that I haven't quite yet figured out is it essentially will make one large stitched image right out of the camera. It's already stitched. Okay. But if you post it like to Facebook, you can basically get the deal where you you can use your finger to kind of pan around the room. Or you can use your phone's motion sensor to do the same thing. I haven't figured out how you do that on say I wanted to post a picture to Slack. You know, I don't think you can do it on Slack. But what I have found out is like if you put like on Google Photos, it will let you do the same thing in Google Photos. So because those are the at least if you post them pretty much as they are without doing any editing, that's kind of what you know what they look like is the if you remember I don't know how much you played around with the old QuickTime stuff back in the 90s, but if you remember that, like I know there was a Star Trek encyclopedia on CD-ROM that had something similar to that. It's very similar to the QuickTime VR stuff, but it's an actual image. It's I believe it's a JPEG if I remember right, but I have yet to figure out, well, how can I post them somewhere else to where you don't have to have, you don't have to be on Facebook, or you don't have to have a Google Photos account to be able to view them in the 360 way. You can also do it like in like on a VR headset as well. But I have to figure out how to do that. But it's fun. Beyond that, you can do things like when you do the 360 video. Like I can be walking along, I can basically start with myself out of the picture, and then pan it in the edit, so that I'm in the center of the picture or something like that as I'm walking along in the video, and other weird things like that. Other things I've seen them do is they'll take a, you can do the photo, what they call a tiny planet is what they'll call it. Basically, it looks like a small little globe, and it's the 360 all around you in a globe. And with the video, you can actually make it look like you're kind of walking on top of that, which is kind of funky. And other creative stuff like that. It's not, I would say, it's not great for like sitting in front of it and recording yourself saying things. It's not really what it's for. It's more great for accent pieces and for B-roll. So just kind of things for transitions. So, but we'll see. I think one of the things I'm going to do is, as we build the house, I've been taking lots of pictures, and I'm going to edit through them. I post all the pictures that I've taken up on my Google Photos. And when it gets down towards the end, you know, after we're moved in, I want to probably take a 360 sphere, photosphere of the house and put that on the front cover of it because I think it would look cool, you know. But and other things like that. It's definitely not a camera for everyone. I'll say that. If you want something like that, I would probably look more towards a regular point-and-shoot or even your phone or if you want something that has some video stability in it, I would look at like the Osmo Pockets. Those are great for that. But other than that, you know, we'll see. I haven't played it. I just got it today, so I really haven't played around with it too much. And it was kind of a gray shit day, so some of the pictures I've taken outside didn't really look that great. But we'll see how it pans out. We'll see how much fun I have. It's one of those things where I wanted one but I didn't want to spend a lot of money on it because I didn't know how, I don't know how much I'll use it, you know, because it's, because I could spend as much, their high-end one, the Ricoh's high-end one, costs as much as my Sony did with a kit, so like $1,000. So, and I'm like, let me buy a cheaper one first, because it came down between this or a GoPro also has one called the Max, which is the second version of a similar camera. Their first one was the Fusion, and the difference between the Fusion and the Max is basically the first one, which is the Fusion, had not one but two micro SD slots, and you had to have micro SDs in both in order to use it, and the editing flow is a little bit different than it is on the Ricoh. The Ricoh, I could do most of the edits right on my phone. And it doesn't have to be an iPhone. It can be Android too. But it's pretty nifty so far. Yeah, it kind of, I think it's going to do a lot of the little curious fun pieces that I'd like to do. It's really great for people like to post on social media, and I do. So, but now if you ask me what my favorite camera is right now, it's tough now. It's not going to be the Ricoh.
And I almost forgot that you were talking about cameras still.
Right. But the Sony's pretty good for just, you know, for a lot of what I do. But I think my Osmo Pocket's probably still one of my favorite cameras I have. I'm one of those fools that's still buying regular cameras and everybody else just goes with what's on their phone.
Well, phone cameras have gotten better, but sometimes you need something that's dedicated. Most people just take photos with whatever they have with them. So
yeah, that's actually a good question. Do you, any of you have like a dedicated still camera anymore?
No.
Actually, yes, I do.
Okay.
I have And the only reason why I have it is because it was my dad's.
He ordered
it
out. Oh,
and
okay.
It just ended up, I didn't, like,
I don't have
it
a
just
film
ended up back
anymore.
In the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
not with
film. It's, yeah, it's, it always surprises me when I see somebody whip out
a film camera.
Not a film, I haven't seen a film camera in anybody
ages.
Using a film camera in ages, right? But when
a
somebody
decade
just,
at least.
Yeah, that brings. Now, if I see them taking pictures with like a lens and a I that's a lie. I shouldn't say that because I rode past somebody taking pictures of wildlife today on the fort.
Yep.
So yeah, I do see people like, but they look like they're like, if I'm out and about, and like somebody's like, hey, let's take a family photo. Back when we took family photos, we got together with the family.
Back when people went out and about.
Yeah, and I see somebody pull out a camera. Like my father-in-law always had a separate camera, like a standalone camera like that, not on his phone.
Well, back in his day, you know, you kind of needed one.
Well, this was like a little more than a year ago. Right?
Well, if he wasn't still running the Razor flip phone.
But he's like, He's really into technology, or he was into technology before he passed away. Like, he loved computers and all this stuff. So I was always surprised that he still had a regular, you know, digital camera and not just using his phone. Because he didn't have a cheap phone.
Now, the one thing that I'm not sure of what I mean, I like to shoot in RAW when I shoot with my Sony, and I'll edit the pictures down after I copy them off.
Wrong
the phone.
Context.
Right, but my phone or my Sony also has Wi-Fi in it, and I can download, and it actually works. Like Icon, I had the Wi-Fi adapter, and that thing was horrible. I could never get the thing to work, and the only way I can get the pictures off of the Nikon with my phone was if I put my phone into airplane mode first and then turn on only the Wi-Fi. then at that point it worked. But with my Sony, I don't have to do that. It just works. So a lot of times, like right after I get back in the car,
with my phone, I don't have to do that. I snap a picture and it's uploaded like two places in the cloud, and then automatically on my home computer 5 minutes later.
Right. But where I was getting at though is a lot of times I'll go to get in the car after I take pictures of the house with my Sony, and I'll transfer the things to my phone, and then of course that will upload it to Google Photos. So I don't know how many of the Google Photo ones are going to be actually ones I edited, and I don't really think it matters for the book that I put together, because they're going to be all higher resolution than the book needs anyway. So, but
I found the camera. It's sitting right here. It's an Olympus, and it's
nice.
Photo quality is 8 inches by 10 inch print. World's smallest optical 10x digital camera.
Ooh. Yeah, an optical zoom is a whole lot better than digital zoom.
One thing I always wanted in the early 90s but never got and glad I didn't get was a Sony Mavic. You remember those?
Yes.
Take it with the floppy disk.
Oh, yeah. Holy moly.
And I always wanted to try out those like fisheye lenses that you can get for your phone and just snap them on and see how they work.
Actually, still kind of want to get a moment. Do they work? Moment is the brand I'm aware of that does that. It essentially sells you a case for your phone that has the hardware on it for switching the lenses out, you know, between a fisheye, and I think it has a macro and a telephoto. But they do work. I know what's-her-face, Dixie is her trail name, but the girl who does Homemade Wanderlust, which is all about long-distance hiking on YouTube, That's what she uses for a lot of her pictures on the trail. She'll use her iPhone with the Moment case on it. I actually was tempted on one of the things I also considered, but I didn't get, was the DJI had brought their Mavic Mini out a while ago, but they just brought out, not too long ago, they brought out version 2 of that, which ups the ante on the video to 4K. So it's a 4K drone that is the size of my phone. So.
How do you clip the fisheye lens on?
With Moment, it's essentially a case for your phone. So you just put your phone in the case, and then right around where the camera goes is where the lens hooks on.
Yeah, some of them, it's like literally a clip.
Yeah.
And you like slide it on into position, and it's actually held on from the other side, like a clip.
Yeah, with a clamp or something. Yeah, I've seen those. In fact, I have one somewhere.
And I just don't know how good they'd work, how much they would actually improve photos for distance.
But like a Moment case, see, for the iPhone 11 is $50. I think they make one for mine.
All right, so I'm looking at one of the fisheye 14mm lenses, and it just shows the lens for the Pixel, like what they say for the Pixel 4a, and it just shows the lens. But it kind of shows it hooked on to I see a picture with a case that has Moment on it, but interesting. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh yeah, there we go. It is a case, because it's got pictures of just the lens itself. So I was curious.
Right.
Like, I guess the lens is detachable from the case.
Correct. So you don't have to have the lens on all the time. And I think you can buy an actual kit from Moment that has the case plus whatever lenses you need or want.
It's $129. Damn.
Yep, that's the kit. The case itself is only about $50.
Well, does the case come with the lens?
I think no. Well, you can get it with the lens or without, I think.
Why would you want the case?
Maybe
so that way you're not running the clip, which goes on the front of your phone.
Well, I was gonna say maybe because the case that came with your original Moment kit died.
Oh, okay. So I thought you meant like, oh, I'm just gonna go out and buy this Moment case by itself. I'm like, what's the advantage right. of that?
Well, I was thinking. They may also, I haven't checked and see if you can, like, buy the lenses singularly. I'm betting you probably could.
Clip lenses on Amazon.
Yeah, there's that too, yeah.
No.
But you see... Even the Moment case feels a little janky to me, though. you can. If you look, like, if I look on like, I just searched, Moment case for my phone, Galaxy Note 10 Plus, and doesn't come with a case, but one of the things I see here is a Moment wide lens, 18 millimeter attachment for iPhone, Pixel, Galaxy, OnePlus phones, and that lens itself by itself is $129.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that much to test it out, really.
But... Me either. Not when I can. I'd rather, if I'm going to spend that at least that much on a lens, I'd rather spend a little bit more, like $100 more, and get another lens for my Sony. To be done with it.
It'll I like be better taking pictures too, but I'm not going to invest that much money in it unless it's going to make me money in return.
Exactly.
Well, if you start shooting porn, there you go, Joe.
Shooting porn.
Yeah, no. No. COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I think they opened up the vaccinations up here. For 16 and above now.
Yeah, same here.
Mm-hmm.
Both my daughters got it, but my son's too young.
I wish I could have got the Johnson & Johnson one, though. But
a single shot.
That's okay. Yeah, it would have been nice. Well, like I said in the pre-show, I didn't really have any side effects at all. I mean... It was a little sore yesterday, right after I got it, but nothing too bad. Nothing that I can squarely put on the vaccination. Because, you know, I'm going to be 50 here. Oh, I just realized something else I'm going to have to do Saturday is I had to go get the tags and my license redone.
Well, I figured you were going to say something about a proctologist.
I had that a couple years ago, dude. You know, they're like, drop your drawers, face away.
We're going to loop this camera up.
And 2 seconds later, you're like, hello.
That's when they pulled out one of his cameras.
Right.
Not more like the digit, man. You hear the snap, and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh,
check
babe.
The prostate. The shit you have to go through when you get old is really embarrassing, ain't
so
it?
So anyways, moving on from that topic.
Yes.
I purchased a new soldering iron.
Nice.
The Pinesil. Which is awesome.
How's that spelled?
P-I-N-E-C-I-L.
The Pinesil. As in, like, pencil, but with pine in it?
Yeah, Pine 64 is soldering iron that's basically a TS-100 knockoff, if anybody knows what the TS-100 is, other than me. cough. Nerd!
How well does that work?
It works really well.
Is that wireless?
No. Okay. USB-C is what I have it hooked up to. But you, it'll also do barrel jack. But you have to have like a 65-watt USB-C. And I have it for the Dell Latitude 5290.
Okay.
The tablet that I had purchased. And yeah, I used it to take apart a couple of old mice.
Okay.
And well, I was planning on fixing one of my old M570s because it's almost always the button that one of the buttons that goes bad. But the one that I pulled out to work on, the problem actually ended up being that while it would connect, it wouldn't actually send any inputs. So I just pulled the buttons off of that, and now I got to find one of my other broken ones to try and fix that one.
So what's it have to run off of?
USB-C, 65-watt, basically a laptop charger. Because it also has a barrel connector as well. And then it uses the exact same ends as the TS-100 or the TS-80.
So when you say it's a laptop charger, you can't just connect this out of the USB of a laptop, can you?
No.
Oh, okay.
It needs like 65 watt.
Right. So that's what I was thinking.
It's got to be a pretty good laptop charger, like for charging laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So like a MacBook charger.
Or yeah.
Something in that range that has a very high power output.
My iPad charger probably would work with that for my iPad 4.
As long as it's USB-C and not the.
Yep. Not the lightning, yep.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, one of the things I almost got instead was Vilros makes a kit to make the magic mirror. So basically all you got to do is add the Pi to it. It's got the LCD and the mirror and the frame and all that already together. So you just have the Pi in that. Add the Pi to that and you have a magic mirror. When I went to go order things, though, it was not in stock. And now I went back, and it's in stock, and it looks like they raised the price by about $30, too. But when I searched for that, too, I also seen – have you seen the Elecro Crow Pie case yet? Joe, it's actually pretty cool, but it's also expensive.
What is it?
Like, it's essentially – it looks like a little – almost like a – briefcase, but it's got an LCD in the lid, a place for you to put the Pi, and it's basically kind of like a 201 from Radio Shack, but includes a Pi and an LCD. So it's got sensors
and what's it called?
The Crow Pi, CROWPI. It's $300, and it comes with everything, including the Pi.
Elecro Crow Pie. Okay, yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
It does look pretty cool. I don't know if it's $300 cool, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, same. I'm not sure about that either, but...
Is this Crow Pie 2?
Is there a 2?
I don't know.
No, the one I'm looking at is just the Elecro Crow Pie, the Raspberry Pi 4, and it's $303. I don't think the Pi. Yeah, okay. It looks like the Pi is included with this one.
Yeah, and that one, yeah. But they also have just the case and the LCD alone without the Pi for $235. So if you already have the Pi, or you're going to buy a different Pi, maybe you're going to buy the 8 gig Pi versus whatever. I think it comes with the 2 gig, I think.
Probably. But not only that, but that means it's, what, $70 just to add in the Pi? You might as well.
Yep.
Well. For the 2 gig Pi. If it were the 8 gig Pi, then yeah, that'd be kind of close, wouldn't it?
Right.
Sucks.
What, Elecro? Yeah,
it takes so long to load something in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that or not. It looks cool. It's amazing what you'll find, like, when you're just doing random searches for stuff on Amazon, what the weird shit you'll
because
find.
Because their search algorithm sucks. A lot.
It's not as bad as Wish.
We can't find exactly what you're looking for, but we sure are going to pretend.
It's like Wish, you type in, I want to find this, and they show you dildos.
You should quit searching for dildos.
I didn't search for that.
So personal massagers, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So basically, you have two options. You got the kit without the Raspberry Pi, and then you have with the Raspberry Pi, but you're either getting... You're getting a whole lot more than just a Raspberry Pi, though, too. You're getting...
case, an LCD, LEDs.
Oh, wait, did it...
Is there a book, too? I think there is a book.
So if you go with the advanced kit, it comes with a Python programming book and a Scratch programming book, and then, like,
okay,
game controllers and a bunch of other peripherals.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's got an IR controller and tools, too. It's got, like, a little screwdriver.
That's $130 more, and then for $170 more, you get all that and a gas sensor.
Ooh, the game controls are like a gas sensor. Then you can write code to measure your farts, huh?
Yeah, so I guess you get more stuff with it. Oh, wait, it's a Raspberry Pi with 8 gigabytes of RAM, and the advanced is the 4 gigabytes of RAM.
But yeah, the 8 gig.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want the advanced one, you're not getting the gas sensor. You got to get the deluxe one with the gas sensor right there.
I think it can be like in the movie Biodome, where you write a program to figure out what you ate by your fart smell.
There you go. I mean, it looks cool, but
$300 cool? I'm not so sure.
Is the keyboard wireless?
I bet it would be.
The reason why I ask is if you look at the picture, you can, if you take the keyboard off, underneath the laptop, underneath where the keyboard sits, is like a whole bunch of like components that you can interact with. It appears to be like a lot of those components that you see that are available. You can slot. It looks like you can slot them in there and do different things with them. And it shows the keyboard off of it. And somebody typing on the keyboard. Maybe I should watch the video one day. Removable wireless keyboard. Yes, that's pretty cool. It looks neat, but I don't know if I could justify $400. No.
It's like last week when we were talking about office chairs. Did you find a chair, Dan?
No, that was 2 weeks ago, man. Yeah, I have a chair. It's a lot more comfortable than the one I was using before. The one I'm using is now down here, which has replaced the one that I had since I left the school district. It's been sitting down here that I brought up from Pennsylvania. So this chair is a little more comfortable than that one. That one upstairs is really nice, very comfortable so far. It came with two different kind of wheels, standard like office chair wheels, and then you could either use those or it was like rollerblade wheels. They were like rollerblade wheels. And so I have the rollerblade wheels on there, and it sits up a little bit higher because of that, and it's a lot easier to move around, but sometimes it's almost a little too easy, so if you're not careful, you'll end up, like, scooting across the room.
All of a sudden, dance into the wall.
Yeah, so I mean, it's nice. I like it a lot. It's so far it's been worth it. Now I would really love to try out what's the company Dan worked? Manfred used to work for?
No,
I'd really like to try one of their chairs out.
Actually, if I got a choice of wheels, can I get all terrain wheels?
No, I have to be careful because
like big rubber ones.
Yeah, I can't use they make special wheels for hardwood floor, because if you don't use those special wheels, the regular wheels that most office chairs come with will.
Well, that's why you put a glass mat down.
Yeah, I have one of those, but not over my entire
house. That actually, you bring up an interesting point there, Rich. I think before I move, or right after I move, I'm going to get one of them mats to put under my chair so it doesn't screw the carpet up.
Yeah, I'm screwing up the carpet.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing in the apartment, but I don't give a shit in the apartment.
So if you have an office chair, either if it has the round wheels, the spherical wheels, or if it has double wheels that most do, it doesn't have that much, pounds per square inch force, and it doesn't really mess things up so bad.
Right. Unless you're a big dude like me.
Oh, okay.
You know what really messes those wheels up?
Doing donuts?
It's my dog. My dog's fur gets stuck in there.
Dog fur, cat fur, shoelaces, or cables.
If I'm not careful, after a couple of weeks, it'll actually pop the wheels apart. With the amount of dog hair that gets it. Because he's Great Pyrenees, and he sheds all the time, massive amounts of hair. You gotta keep sweeping it up off the floor.
Can I give you guys a a wise watch update?
Oh yeah.
Go for it, yeah.
I saw a picture that you posted in your
nice
video.
Looking watch.
Okay, so it's very Apple Watch like. If you follow my Instagram, which is flyingrich_official, you can see some photos there. I'm definitely liking the watch, and I'll just give you the short story. If you're looking for a $20 smartwatch, this is absolutely a no-brainer.
Is it its own OS?
As far as I know, it's its own OS. It works with Android and Apple phones, so it has just the Wyze app. And I got the 47mm watch because I'm old and I have old people eyes. All right, so I charged it up at 9 p.m. on Friday. And so we are now Wednesday at 9:30. So could you guess what percent the battery is?
From last Friday?
25.
Yes. 42%.
Any other guesses?
43%. 62%.
Ooh, I think Joe is the closest. 56%.
Wow. Okay, Rich.
What does it do?
I may have to order that.
What's it do? Besides tell time, obviously.
So, it does sleep tracking. It does blood oxygen. It does pulse. So it's got a fitness app. Is this statistics? All right, so it's showing calories burned and footsteps, so it's doing the tracking. It does notifications. So at first I didn't think it did a whole lot of notifications, but my app had to update, my watch had to update, and then it pulled in a lot of data from my phone. And there's dozens of apps that you can have do notifications on it. It does weather, there's a timer, what's the star? Oh, it's a shortcut, so for the Wyze ecosystem. And then there's a gear for settings, so change wallpaper, heart rate, brightness, do not disturb, that kind of stuff. So as far as I know, you can't make and receive phone calls from it, and you can't reply to texts from it, but you can get all sorts of notifications on your watch, which is kind of nice. I was seeing a lot of Instagram notifications on my watch today, whether people were, PMing me or just, liking content, stuff like that. I'll tell you, it's kind of bad that you don't charge it every day, because I have the Gear S3 Frontier, and I've had it for a couple of years. And it's just habit that, you know, I throw it on the charger every day. You know, so when you do something every day.
Frontier? Do you still use
it? I like it. Yeah, I'm wearing both watches right now.
I'm only using one of them because the other one I need a new back for. So I was hoping to be able to alternate between, but I can't because it really that back plate is where the sensor for the elevation is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I wear it, it thinks I'm like bouncing up and down stairs or climbing, you know, to the moon.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I set records.
Okay. So the Frontier, I like. I've had it for 2 years. I'm hard on watches, and it's been really good. I did get a metal band, which it's like an $8 metal band. So if you look at my video on YouTube, I did list in the description the metal band. It's like $8, and it's really good. So I'm going to get one of those for my Wise watch. So I don't have any downsides to it. If you have to make a phone call from your watch, or if you have to reply to text from your watch, oh well, this isn't the watch for you. This isn't the $20 watch for you.
With your Frontier, it is possible to send a text message back. Simple, short, like one word, canned.
Yeah, there's canned
back.
Messages, correct.
But how often did you ever do that? No, you look at your phone, you see the notification, swipe it, you go to your phone.
Thank you, Joe. I'll tell you the other thing. I don't know if the watch has this. I think I just activated it, you know, an hour before the show, that it may show me the incoming calls. Because a lot of times, if my phone's ringing and my phone's in my pocket, I'll look at my watch to see who's calling and if I have to pick up. So that's the other convenient thing that I would like. But no, I don't have to make or receive phone calls for my watch. No, I don't have to send and receive text.
Because with the Frontier, you can take a call on it, just like a Bluetooth device, right?
Right.
The thing that bugs me is that when I look at my phone to see look at my watch to see who's calling, so I don't have to pull out my phone, and I hit the answer button, I really don't want it to go to my watch. I want it to go to my Bluetooth headset.
Right.
But it goes to my watch. Yes. And then I got to pull out the phone and tell it, nope, wrong one, switch to the
wrong
other Bluetooth
device, yeah.
I looked on your Instagram and I'm not finding a link to that watch.
Oh, yeah, the link isn't on my Instagram. It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay. I'll see if I can, because I would. Cause the one
and you mean the watch band, right?
I'd probably be fine with a rubber one. I have a metal one. Like, I have a Michael Kors Runway, which is a Wear OS watch. And I like it. But some of the things, one, the battery life is freaking horrible. I mean,
dude, this is easily going to last 7 days.
Yeah, that's something. Because, you know, mine has sleep tracking, but I never use it because if I just left it on, unless I took it off, like, in the evenings and charged it before I go to bed, because at least it doesn't take long to charge.
Mine needs charged about once every 3 days, so I do get plenty of sleep tracking with it.
So, it highly depends on the number of apps you have on your watch as to how long it'll last. And that's I'm speaking about my Frontier, my Gear S3 Frontier. So if you think you have, first, if you load up your watch with apps and then realize you're not using them, that's fine. Just pull the apps off and then your watch will last longer.
And I definitely use like my watch for when I go cycling because I want to track that. But even then, cycling 3 to 4 times a week, it still lasts me 3 days.
I'm typing in Flying Ridge. Flying
Ridge. But it is
Ridge.
A brand new battery.
In YouTube, I type in Flying Ridge, and I see Flying with Ridge. That's not you.
It's youtube.com/flyingridge.
Aren't you subscribed? You got him, Rich.
Hello.
You got him right there, Rich. You got him.
Yeah, huh? You should just click subscribe. Come on, I'm almost at 3,000 subs.
Okay, there it is. Because the things that interest me on that would be like the pulse oximeter, which is awesome because that's something I want to track with me, and the heart rate as well, does that hook into Google Fit as well?
Yep. Okay. Google Fitness, yeah, yes.
That's fine. This is exactly kind of what I'm looking for. So, yeah, I would definitely look at that. And that's cheap enough, I can probably sneak it in, and the wife won't even care.
Dude, yeah. All the money you spend, $20 is gonna a deal breaker?
Nope.
I'll spend $20. The Frontier had the blood oxygen detection.
Right.
Oh, I know what it is. My Note 8 does the blood oxygen.
My Note 7 did, but the
10 doesn't.
10 plus doesn't.
Well,
my S7 did.
I'm on your Wise Watch unboxing, and I see a link for the Gear S3 Frontier, a link for the Watch Band, a link for the Rad Power Power Vault.
Oh,
one for the tripod, but there's not one on the watch unless it's on a different video.
Oh, all right. So I meant to throw it in there. It's wise.com. WYZE.com.
Because I just searched for it on Amazon. And
it's not on Amazon. So the watch, last I checked, was back ordered, but you can order it. But it might be a while before you get it. I can't tell you how many watches I've sold. I wish there was an affiliate link.
Probably, yeah.
$30 at Micro Center.
There you go. Dude, that makes it worth a trip over there.
With Alexa built in.
I don't care about Alexa.
Alexa's built into the Wise Watch?
Wise Band fitness tracker with Alexa built in.
Yeah, that's not the watch. Tracker.
Okay.
So, yeah, just I don't have anything bad to say about it. I haven't like gone swimming with it or anything like that. I think it's only I forget the spec on the waterproof, but I think it's only like 6 feet. I don't think it's, you know, so in my mind that's splash proof. My
right.
Galaxy, not even take a shower with it proof.
Yeah, my Galaxy S3, I'm sure it's good down to, you know, like 100 meters or something like that.
Yeah, it's probably... Not really. Yeah, you'd want to take that off.
It says it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
Been there, done that? Got the t-shirt?
Well, that's how I got that one with the bad back, you know. It had gotten water damaged, and so I purchased it cheap. And I guess the guy that had it, salt water or something, or just heavy sweating or something like that.
I've been in the ocean with my watch, you know, in the ocean swimming. So it doesn't say on the back what it is. Cause most any good watch will tell you the depth that it's rated to. And this does not.
Well, and then, you know, once I got that one, I started looking into repairs and cost of replacement parts and things like that. And I see that a lot of them have had that issue where water will or sweat will get trapped into a couple of the vent holes around the side and cause major problems on the inside. So I just assume it's not waterproof beyond like washing my hands.
Holy cow, I've been lucky. It says it's IP68 rated, 1.5 meters.
Yeah, it's not much.
Ooh, you are lucky.
It's not much at all.
Yeah.
1.5 meters or up to 30 minutes underwater. I'm like, yeah, no. That's not a good rating.
So actually, that's essentially what's kickstarted, wasn't it?
It may have been. I don't know when I bought the watch. I mean, it might have been in December, and I just got it last week.
What's the major difference between the Wise Band and the Wise Watch?
The Wise Band and the Wise Watch? I have no idea.
Because the Wise Band is the fitness one.
Right, fitness-oriented one.
Yeah, I got the 47mm Wyze watch, and dude, it not like I'm an Apple fanboy. I'm not, but it looks just like an Apple watch. It's the shape in all of it, because my wife and daughter both have Apple watches, and you know, I've held them up, I've looked at them height wise and all that bit, thickness, that kind of stuff. It's exactly the same. The only difference is it doesn't have a knob on the side to turn. So, like, you, I think it's you swipe left to get out of a back.
So, from what I'm reading, the major differences are the band, the fitness band, doesn't have the oxygen, the blood oxygen meter, but it does have a speaker and microphone for Alexa.
Hey, yeah. I can pass on that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Alexa was pissing me off today, where all of a sudden I'd hear it go boom boom, and I'm like, oh, my camera just got here. Nope. It was a deal alert. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, those are annoying. It's been a while since you've ordered such and such. Do you want to order again now?
Yeah. No. I went into the Alexa app and turned that shit off. I'm like, just tell me when shit gets here so I know when to get to the door.
I'm going to have to look into how to turn that off.
It's in the Alexa app in notifications. I think settings, notifications. And it's easy to turn off. Because I have one, two, I think I got three dots. No, I'm sorry. Two dots and a Echo Show, which I got with my Ring, which was still attached to the house that we sold. I just left it there. I didn't want it because new house is going to have its own camera on it. Not a Ring, something else. And when we close on the house, they throw in a Echo Dot as well, so we'll have another Echo Dot. Even though of the smart home devices that I like the best, it's not Echo, it's not the Alexa stuff. It's I prefer the Google Home stuff. So if I'm gonna choose who spies on me, I'll choose Google, because at least Google doesn't try and sell me shit every 5 minutes. I'm exaggerating. It's like, you haven't ordered your Quaker Better Cheddar mix in a while. Do you want me? You want to order some? No, I'll just go in the app and order it.
Yeah, if I wanted them, I'd be on the app and ordering, not trying to order by my voice. Thanks much.
Right. I've not ever ordered anything with really either of them by voice.
The only thing I've ever ordered by voice was, what was it? I think last Black Friday they had a deal where if you ordered another of the Alexa devices and a wall plug together by voice, mm-hmm. then you could get them for like $14 or something.
Right.
Getting the dot and a smart plug for $14 was a really good price, so I ordered it that once.
And I got an email. Google just brought out another Nest Hub, which I don't know what's different about the new Nest Hub versus my. It looks the same.
Well, you're gonna have to buy the new one because the old one's gonna get phased out, and then they're gonna disable the new support. So, welcome to your new Nest Hub. You're too lazy to go turn the light on yourself. There you go.
I am too lazy. I like to set mine. My office lights are actually programmed to go on and off. I have them set to go off at 3 in the morning. Because I'm never in there at 3 in the morning.
What time are you in there till? 2:59, right?
Yeah, I can probably have them shut off about 1 in the morning and probably be okay most nights.
Is that what time you go to bed?
Yeah, more like 1 or 2.
Damn.
Yeah, right around there. It's called insomnia, man. Right. It's not like I can help it.
That's gotta suck.
Yeah, that's why I have I medically force the issue most nights.
I don't do it most nights. I do it some nights of the week. Usually Sunday nights.
Yeah, yeah. Or have to do. Now, see, the other part of it, too, is, you know, I could try and put myself to bed with enough time to actually get 8 hours in a night, but I'll wake up after 6. Or even 5.
No, that gives you plenty of time in the morning to lift some more weights.
12 ounces of coffee at a time? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were big into the gym. With the gyms closed, you got to do something. Pick up heavy things and put them back down. Walk around the block, something.
I did take Sony out for a walk around the, there's like some ponds around here, and there's some ducks and geese. Not geese, well, yeah, geese over there.
Be careful of them geese, man. They'll chase your ass around that pond if you're...
Geese are vicious.
My true story, when my wife was younger, she was given a goose for Easter 1 year, and it chased her. It would go,
Somebody gave her dinner, and she let it chase her?
Well, that's what it would be if it chased me. It would be dinner 5 seconds after it did that. I need to try some lamb up here.
Wise announces $20 smartwatch with 9-day battery life.
$20? Damn.
Is it actually 9 days, Rich?
It's definitely going to be 9 days. Look, I'm at, what I say, 56%. And it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're 5 days, I'm at 56%.
That's $20, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah, I just ordered the $12 band. I'm sorry, I thought it was $8 last time I looked.
That's really weird sizes, though. 44 and 46. Or no, 44 and 47 as opposed to 46. Isn't most watches like 46 millimeters?
I don't know. I don't know. How many square watches are there?
Man, didn't these watches used to be like a $100?
Not the Wise, no.
20. Well, no, I know. I don't mean the Wise, but like a smartwatch. Didn't they usually just
still
start?
Both of them are. Most of them cost as much as a phone used to.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, used to, correct. It used to be like you had a $50 phone.
Yep. Or like, apples are ridiculous in cost, but let's see. Apples are ridiculous in cost, but they also actually have one that has 4G built into the watch. I'm like, yeah, I don't need another device to pay internet for.
Right? Because I need another SIM card.
You pay internet on your cars, right?
No, I don't.
Not anymore?
It
you
has
done 4G. With that?
No, well, no, I just pay for it when I need it. The only time I ever paid for it was I paid for it when we drove to Texas, and that's the only time I ever did that.
Which I don't understand still why you didn't just use your phone for tethering.
It wasn't for me. I was worried about it was my son who watches YouTube, and our plan would have been toast anyway 5 minutes into the drive. So if I did the unlimited $20 a month for a month or two, right around the time of that trick, that ended up saving my bandwidth on my phones for when I needed it. See? Smart.
That's, you know, there are ways around the limitations.
I am a Christian. I don't do that.
Don't you pay for unlimited internet?
Nope.
On your phone?
What do you mean? Are you saying you wouldn't hack a 4G router and spoof an IMEI and give yourself unlimited data access?
No, I wouldn't.
Because that's not a good Christian thing to do. It's better just to kill all the first sons in Egypt.
See, the Nest Hub second generation is $99.
As a good Christian, did you stone your son for, you know, back-talking you?
That was Old Testament, dude. I don't live in the Old Testament. I live in a new covenant, man. Read the Bible. It might help.
It might, you know, having grown up with a preacher. Because while the New Testament does take over for the Old Testament, that doesn't mean you disregard the Old Testament. It specifically says so in the New Testament.
True, with a lot of respects, but then Jesus dismissed it too. Like, he picked grain on the Sabbath, so there we go. anywho.
Got a question for you guys. Does anybody know anything about the SpaceX SN11?
SN11, is that the one that blew up?
Apparently they detonated it in the air.
They detonated it?
I saw something about that, but nothing. I didn't read more into it.
I was just wondering if you guys heard anything, because I haven't really followed it very I haven't followed it closely.
I wasn't following it closely either, but I did hear that.
And if you guys want an autopilot Comma AI update, the Comma AI is working real good. It did fall off the windshield, and I put it back on, and it seemed to take a little while to get readjusted to that again, but it's now working fine.
The landing sequence failed on the Starship prototype.
So did it explode by crashing into the ground, or they detonated it, the flight termination?
Yeah, I'm reading the article, or skimming through the article now. Oh, it actually belly flopped before they destroyed it.
Yep. They're in the descent phase.
Right. Interesting.
I was hoping this was going to be the one.
I thought the Evergreen Suez Canal thing with the ship drawing a penis before it got stuck was pretty funny.
Oh, I missed that. What do you mean it drew a penis?
If you look, search for that, the Evergreen Suez penis, and you'll see it. It actually, the track, he actually drew a penis in the canal before it got stuck.
No, that's something I didn't follow closely either. Did it get stuck because of lack of propulsion or steering or something?
I think it got stuck because the captain didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
No, there was some kind of power outage, wasn't there?
I'm assuming they had, loss of propulsion or loss of steering control.
So it's saying that there was a sandstorm, that high winds that blew the ship sideways, wedging it.
That's in the water. Right. Yep. And what the news channel said. I'm just wondering if they're trying to sell a bunch of toilet paper, but they said there might, because of this ship, there might be another shortage of toilet paper. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I've heard that also.
See, when I hear stuff like that, it just makes me wonder, are they doing it on purpose just to sell more toilet paper? Because now their projections, I'm betting that there isn't a store around that has not enough toilet paper right now, because the projections from last year, they probably have more than they need because of last year being so stupid, ridiculous.
Oh, no. It's only been a couple of weeks since my supermarket had a fully stocked, paper towel, toilet paper aisle. Yep. I don't know if that's like an East Coast Florida thing.
Maybe. Like, I've been buying about every other like maybe once a month we'll buy the big pack of Quilted Northern at Sam's Club, and I haven't had a problem not finding it lately, which is good.
But don't last you have a bidet?
Year, oh hell no, not no, in I apartment.
Thought you got a bidet. Oh well,
no. I might when I go to the new one, maybe.
Oh, yeah, new place.
No, I had asked. No, I asked him. I said, "Hey, can I upgrade the toilet to like you know the nice Toto one, with electric and all that?" And they're like, "Oh, we don't do that." I'm like, "Damn."
They can build a house, but that's a bridge too far.
I guess, right? I mean, what are we talking about here? The only thing it's that would be extra,
just power.
Power, yeah.
That's you're doing everything else.
Right? You can't put one more jack in, even if I paid for it. No, we don't have those. I'm like, ah. I tell you one thing I will do is, you know, we just have a generic, you know, shower nozzle, but I am going to get one of those ones with the hand nozzles and put that in probably in the first week.
So I'll tell you what drives me crazy about my house is like I have a doorless shower in the area. Like there's a bench where you can sit down, which nobody ever does, but right. It's a big enough area for two people. I wish there were two frickin' shower heads in there.
Huh? Yeah. Ours right. Is got a glass door in the front, or will, at least on ours. Now Luke's has a shower curtain.
Can't you just run like a splitter in there and have two shower heads?
Well, I'd have to like jackhammer tile and all that stuff.
That makes me well.
You have to be able to screw on shower heads. Yeah. So couldn't you just put in a splitter?
Oh, you're just talking about like redneck engineering it. Oh, okay.
Well, no, actually, you might be able to buy one that has like the two hand ones, maybe.
Exactly. I never thought about that.
Yeah. That might be something. I mean, I'm definitely going to get one.
But then again, I don't have that many guests over that I shower with, so, you know.
Just Joel when he swings by.
I was going to say Joel, just you, Joel.
Yeah, that's what the hot tub's for, right?
You don't need a shower head. Joel could just pee on your back.
Oh, tell me it's raining.
Gold showers. Yuck.
Do you know, I had somebody come out to service the hot tub, and they said they had to order parts, and that was about 2 months ago.
Oh, really? Wow.
So I'm ready to get my soldering iron out. They said they diagnosed the board and the logic works, and they say the relays are bad. I'm ready to get the soldering iron out and just replace some relays.
So they make
sure those relays aren't
like...
just pulling... Are those relays socketed?
There's this thing called unsoldering.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying socketed like they just plug? No, I'm not that lucky.
Ah, darn. Okay, that sucks.
So are your relays on the Evergreen?
Say that again.
Ever Given is actually the name of the ship. Thank you.
Yeah, Oh yeah. I didn't order them. Yeah, that's a joke going around. It's like I got a good price on 9mm ammo. It said it shipped. It got stuck in the Suez Canal.
Wait, so they came out and said they needed parts, but you never ordered them?
They said they were going to order them.
Oh,
and they'd tell me how much, and I haven't heard from them.
Have you called them back?
I mean, they didn't even charge me. The kid was here like 2 hours, and I'm like,
wow.
He's like, no, we'll get you when we get the parts. I'm like, okay.
Well, give them a call again. Maybe they forgot about you.
I think
he said everything else was good on the system. I think either I fix the board or find it on eBay and drop it in.
Yeah.
Or do both.
Look it on YouTube. Look your model number up on YouTube and it'll tell you the part to order.
A known good board, drop it in, and then fix the relays on the other one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do miss the hot tub. That was nice.
Yeah, that has... Well, see, I don't know. I'd have to look. I'll have to wait. I'm not sure. Like, we have that screen room, and I thought, that'd be a perfect place to put a hot tub in my place.
No, you don't want to do that. No.
You couldn't see it there anyway.
No, that's not what... You don't want chlorinated water anywhere in the house. Like, I've actually did work...
No, it's outside, dude. It's outside. It's the screen room outside. Yeah, it's outside the house. So there's a concrete pad out there, so it's not going to... be a problem in there.
Okay, so. Yeah, I've done work on homes where they had pools in the house and the whole house stunk of chlorine.
Oh, of course it did, yeah. But actually, a hot tub would have bromine in it, would it?
Well, wouldn't it? Depends most on, of them? I mean,
depends on what
mine,
you buy, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, mine shares the border with the pool, so it's chlorine.
Right.
Anyway, cutting it's still a heavy chemical smell.
Correct.
Bromine's not that bad. I mean, you can smell it, but it's nowhere near as bad as chlorine.
You know what I picked up this past week?
I don't know.
A gift
Tell
for
us.
The whole family. Well, it was supposed to be something I've always wanted.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a 17-year-old girl to travel with.
No, that's not a gift for the whole family. No, I got a hammock.
Hey, here you go.
Yeah, and I've always wanted
one of the ones
one
to tie between trees or a frame.
No. It came with a frame. I don't have trees to tie it to. My neighbor has one. I looked over there. I see him swinging in it, and the kids having a good time with it. So I picked one. That's really nice. I've gotten to use it once.
Have you fallen out of it yet?
No. Everybody else has been using it on a regular basis, and every time I'd like to go use it, somebody else is in it. So that's how popular it is. It's just
you're like, yeah, but you
that's
know
how
what?
Awesome
you need
it
to
is.
Do. You, yeah. you need to flex. You need to flex the dad card, man.
Yeah.
You're like, roused. I need to rest.
Yeah, you can take
no,
it.
No, you
apart.
Just walk up and say, "Get the hell out of my hammock."
It's got there you a, go. It's got a carrying case that it comes with, and you can take it apart if you really wanted to.
Cool.
It put it together in like 5 minutes, and I mean, it's very comfortable.
How much did it run you?
It was $100, I think.
Nice.
120. I think it was 100.
Don't worry, it'll be falling apart by the next time you get to use it.
It probably will.
Nah, it's got a lot of good reviews and people who are posting pictures of it and talking about
You know, I found that no matter how durable something is, once the kids get a hold of it, it's not going to last real long.
That's what I'm worried about. But my neighbor seems to have had his for a long time, so we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, they'll lose interest in it.
Right,
but we shall see.
That's like I haven't bought nothing yet, obviously, but I've been kind of scoping out. Well, what especially since it's starting to hit the stores now, what kind of furniture I can get for the screen room? You know, like a table and chairs at a minimum is what I'd want out there. You know, and wicker is like back in. It's like everything for the outdoor stuff is wicker. And it's like I hate that shit. Like, doesn't anybody make metal patio furniture anymore? Wicker and cushions. It's like, if you got, well, actually out there, that would be fine, you know, because they wouldn't, it's not like if you had it on your deck, you know, and got rained on, that wouldn't be, you know, out in the screen room, since it's all protected from water. So that would be all right, but I'm also contemplating at some point getting a set of windows that we can put out in the screen room when it's too cold, you know.
Yeah.
Just so that we could get some addition, not a lot of use, but additional use, you know. But actually, probably what I would do is put things out there like big packs of water and stuff that I need to get to be cold that wouldn't freak, you know, that'd be okay out there until we get to the really cold parts of the winter. But, you know, store some of the stuff out there since it's relatively secure back there.
We gotta wrap it up.
Yep.
My bedtime.
Dan's a pumpkin.
Yeah, he is. When I get my workout in early in the morning.
There you go. Fortunately, I don't have anything early morning tomorrow.
Then
not
you
even
should
a
work
meeting.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Right now, I am potato myself.
We're probably going to go for a bike ride here in a few minutes.
Well, have a safe one.
All right. Show 900. Enjoy.
Yeah, here we go. I'm gonna
play 901 next week.
Do do do. Bang.
Oh anyway. My god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over. Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
So yeah, go into Amazon. I type in patio furniture sets, not wicker. And I was able to find some that looked decent. But my wife probably won't let me order one from Amazon. She'll be like, I want to see it. You know how that goes, don't you, Dan?
I can hear it.
Actually, you might not. I also don't want, I don't, like, the one set I'm looking at here has, I guess it's only four people. I don't need, like, six or seven chairs out in the screen room. Four is enough. I hope they leave that pad that's over by my air conditioner there.
What did you type that's into Amazon?
Patio furniture sets, not wicker.
Huh, because I just type in patio furniture. I don't see any wicker here.
Oh, look closer.
Oh, wait, there's a wicker set. Oh, that, oh, that kind of wicker. I'm thinking.
There's more wicker. No, you were probably thinking of like the old like a light brown colored wicker. No. Rattan shit. I hate that. I don't like it at all.
Alright.
I want metal, man. It could be brown. I don't care if it's brown. See, and I'm debating whether I want like a table you sit and eat at, or if I just want like a little coffee table thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm definitely going to use it.
I'm going to stop the recording. Say goodnight, Joel.
Goodnight, Joel.
Problem. I have no problem falling asleep. It's staying asleep. So I have what's called bid to late insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
So rolling around 4 a.m., it's tough for me to stay asleep.
Hello, does that sound better?
Yeah.
Much.
100 okay. times better.
I gotta talk with the fam and find out what's going on for Sunday. I mean, you know, my wife asked me, "Well, what do you want to do for your birthday?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, my birthday's on Easter Sunday," so I said, "Ham." I said, "It's Easter. I'd you know Ooh. normally I would go to the steakhouse, to Texas Roadhouse, but I'm like, it's Easter."
You told the wife that you wanted to go ham for your birthday.
I want you no, I wanted like to make it like a spiral cut brown sugar glazed ham.
Oh, so you
want to
go spiral ham? I've never heard of that one.
The spiral cut, delicious.
Cook it up in your air fryer.
You probably could. It's just convection. It's the convection oven, really.
Put it in a basket.
I don't think a ham would fit in the basket.
You have to get one of those little ones, the deviled ham, the one with the can with the devil on it. Remember those? What's that? Was that
would be devil wood, I think, or I forget. It's been a long time since the I have to look and see if it's expired, but I have a can of Spam in the cabinet.
I don't think Spam never expires. There's nothing natural in it.
No, it's all up to
Spam, apples. Twinkies, and cockroaches are the only thing that's going to be left.
And Rich's plane. It'll still be in pieces, but it'll be there.
And my birthday boy.
Here we go. The ham in a can stuff.
Yeah, the deviled ham.
Well, no, not the... not. See, when I look at the deviled ham, it's like the ham salad stuff. But when I look at...
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that is.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Hormel. The Hormel makes one. Celebrity makes one.
Oh, it's more like Armor. Yeah, the Armor can-shaped ham. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
like
it's,
canned chicken, canned beef, that stuff. Very similar.
It's all the all discarded parts that the
fit. Now, if I came across one of these, I would try it, but did you know they actually have cheeseburgers in a can?
Yeah. Well, you know that if you watch The Wolf Pit, right?
Well, yeah, The Wolf Pit, and Ashton's also had it, too.
So who's all gotten the vaccine so far?
I've got number one. I took him for the Pfizer shot number one yesterday. It's
my
like
family's got number one already.
I've got number one of the Moderna.
They must have heard me bitching last week on the show or something, because Thursday morning I get a text from Meyer. It says, "You can reserve your spot," and I did. I'm like, and then their system actually was really great because, you know, basically right after, you know, right as you're getting your shot, they said, "And we've already made the reservation for April 20th, which is, you know, the exact time period away, same time. So you just come in, get your second shot. I don't have to deal with scheduling it anymore."
And you say you didn't have any side, your arm didn't hurt or anything?
Oh, mine does.
It was just a little sore yesterday, you know, nothing to mention today, although it's kind of weird. About 3 or 4 o'clock, hold on a second, it's probably between 2 and 3 o'clock, for like about a half hour, I just kind of felt real tired, and I don't know if that's my normal afternoon tiredness or from the vaccine. You know, I did get a headache, but then again, that could just be my sinuses, because it's fucking spring, and that's what happens in the spring with me. It's like I get headaches and sinus shit.
When did you get your shot, Joe?
Yesterday.
Okay. So, did you feel anything today?
Just the soreness in my arm.
Would you get Moderna or Pfizer?
I got the Moderna.
I'm a little tired,
but
I got Moderna.
I didn't sleep well last night.
You got Moderna too.
Yeah, I felt like I got punched in the arm for a couple of days.
Yeah.
You feel it mostly when you lift your arm up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just felt like dragged out the next day. It wasn't like anything was absolutely wrong. It was just...
Right. I mean, I'll say this. I did go to sleep easier yesterday. I didn't have to take my Sonata. Yeah. And I
didn't fall asleep until like 3 or 4 and then got up at 6.
That could be normal for me. So some nights I'm like that.
Oh, that could be normal for me, too. I'm not blaming the shot for that one. It just, you know, only getting like 3 or 4 hours of sleep still sucks.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I might have felt like I had maybe a little bit of a fever, like I was a little hot or something, you know, which is hard for me to determine because my office seems to be, as usual, it seems like no matter where whether I'm in my old house or in my apartment, probably also going to see the same thing in the new house. My office always seems to be the hottest room in the house. But granted, I have my
hey, weren't you supposed to be in your new house by now?
Well, if they started building it in October or November when they should have, well, I would have been. But
like I said, 2025.
No, it won't be that bad. But Yeah, they got well, probably a little bit. I guess they missed some, may miss some framing or something. I don't know, but they have to do. They have to wait for some of the framers to finish some stuff inside. I was talking to the superintendent via text message, and they said Windows should be next week because I think that's the one thing, because they had to do, put the windows in before they put the siding on. But we're not all that far. I feel we'll make the end of May. You know, because really, for the inside, the only thing that really needs to be finished is a little bit of the electrical work and insulation. And you know, my wife's like, last 2-3 weeks she'd been mentioning the siding's not done yet, and I'm like, the siding will take, when once they decide to do the siding, that'll take a day. That doesn't bother me, you know, because it won't take them that long to do that or the windows. I mean, you know, so it's the other stuff I'm more concerned with, like the insulation and stuff, and then the fit and finish inside. But in a lot of cases, that's not going to take that long either, because I mean, it's not like we're getting. I mean, you got cabinets in both bathrooms and in the kitchen. You know, after the drywall's done. You know, and that stuff, you know, that's all punch out work. That stuff doesn't take long at all either. You know, it's, and, you know, it's the other stuff that I'm worried about. And I don't think there's going to be too many inspections left at this point either. So, you know,
and when I'm the sure foundation cracks the first year.
Nah, that won't happen. It's good. It's very good shape. I do know that if you've seen a lot of my pictures I posted on Facebook, or I don't know if I posted anything on MeWe, but you see in a lot of my shots, you'll see a space between my house and another one. There's actually a foundation there now, so I have a neighbor there too now. But nobody crossed the street yet. So.
All
right. It wouldn't surprise me if when we moved in, if they didn't have sod in, but whatever. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Do you know what show number this is?
No fucking idea.
It's show number 900.
All right.
Look at that, huh? 900
or 999? I thought it was 999.
No, it was 899 last week.
Okay.
This week it's 900.